This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between, because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
How did you measure what does make someone attractive?
So this is a difficult question, and there are traditionally technical measures like the golden ratio. They kind of measure distances between various features on your face and kind of use that to say something about attractiveness. The approach that we took instead was to ask 5 to 10 raters to rate each individual and take an average of their rating. So we understand that beauty is in the eye of the beholder. So not everyone's going to agree on what's the beauty measure for every individual. But if we average what 10 people think, we feel like we get close to how people will be treated on an average in the workplace.
Now, I would imagine it varies men to women, because women, we can do a lot more, for example, cosmetically to enhance our appearance. Did you find the same thing?
Absolutely. So on an average, women are rated higher than men. So we, for that reason, in fact, we never compare women to men. We compare attractive women to plain looking women and attractive men to plain looking men. But we don't compare across genders, because systematically there are just a lot more differences.
Are there cultural differences?
So we do also have data. Some of our individuals are from a variety of ethnicities. So I do remember trying to take a look at whether on an average, different ethnicities are rated differently. We didn't find that much of a difference on that angle.
Now, was all of this based on facial features and appearance, or did it also look at the whole clothing, hair, makeup, other grooming?
So absolutely focused on facial appearances. And we, in fact, wanted to remove anything that is temporary. So hairstyle, you can change that. Makeup, you can change that. Lipstick, you can change that. Earrings or any ornaments, you can change that. We wanted to take out anything on the face that is temporary and really focus on more intrinsic sort of characteristic of the face. So we use both AI methods to be able to do this, but also when we have raters rate individuals, we make sure those images are something that kind of remove all of these temporary features on the face.
So overall, what did you discover, first off, about career advancement for people who are considered more attractive?
So overall, we find a salary differential of about $2,500 between attractive, which is the top 50% attractiveness rated as attractive relative to those at the bottom 50%. Now, to just put that in context, in our set of individuals, the gender gap between men and women was about if I'm not wrong, about $10,000. So this attractiveness gap is smaller, but it's not something that can be ignored either.
What about, you know, when it comes to climbing the ladder over earnings potential, is there a difference there?
So there have been studies in the past that look at very extreme career outcomes, like, you know, C-suite executives or CEOs, and they tend to find much larger differences between attractive and unattractive individuals. So one thing that we wanted to look at is, do these gaps develop just early in the career, right? When people are in their 20s, early 30s, or do they continue to widen? Do the gaps continue to widen in their 30s, late 30s or 40s? And we do see that it continues to widen. So attractiveness is not something that plays a role when you're young out of an MBA program, but it does continue to play a role a decade, 15 years into your career as well.
Beyond that, do you know whether this power of attractiveness diminishes maybe as someone is later in their career?
So the age group that we look at is about 15 years from an MBA graduation. So that would be putting people close to their early 40s at best. We can't say anything beyond that, but we do see that the sort of the benefit that someone gets from attractiveness is more or less the same whether they are 25 or 35. So in that sense, it doesn't diminish. The benefits that someone can get doesn't diminish over time.
Does it matter the type of profession that someone is in? I believe you looked at MBA programs, but, you know, would it vary for someone who would be in kind of a front-facing type of profession versus someone who might be more in a technical profession?
So within MBA graduates, we have people who are in a lot more people-facing roles versus not so much. And we do find differences. So one classification that we do is between technical roles, sales, and finance. And we do find that people-facing roles tend to have a slightly higher benefit from attractive looks.
I wonder if people then choose their professions based on their perception of their own attractiveness, that they would be more apt to go into people-facing careers if they know they are attractive.
That is an excellent question. In fact, if you think about it, this makes it a little bit challenging. Is it that society or the workplace is rewarding attractiveness, or is it that people have sorted themselves into careers this way? And that's all that we are seeing. So we do try to control for that more statistically in our study. And we see that even after controlling for people's own choices, you still get this additional attractiveness bias.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to Shopify.com/Odyssey Podcast to upgrade your selling today. Shopify.com/Odyssey Podcast.
Marketers, are you ready to make an impact with audio advertising? People are hungry for authentic connections in a world buzzing all around us. How do you cut through the noise and truly reach your audience? Visit stateofaudio.com to see Odyssey State of Audio, the Trends Report. Uncover the secrets to high-impact creative. Learn how AI is revolutionizing the industry. And get ahead of the curve on measurement and audience trends. Don't just stay in the game. Win it. Visit stateofaudio.com and download your free copy.
For you, just to wrap us up, When you did this study, what were some of the most surprising things for you?
So the fact that there was no difference between men and women. So attractive men get as much benefit from their looks as attractive women would get relative to plain looking women. That's something I didn't expect. I think another big one was if you look at top 50% versus bottom 50%, the gap is not that huge. Like $2,500 maybe seems like not that big a gap. When we look at the top 10% attractiveness versus bottom 10% attractiveness, then this gap becomes about four times the size. So that's a pretty large gap at the top and the bottom of the scale.
That's not fair.
Yeah, absolutely. And our entire goal, you know, is to highlight, therefore, that this is not a small deal. Like, this is big. And why is it happening? The fact that it's happening throughout your career, this is not a single shot bias that happens when you do your first interview. It happens throughout. And therefore, what can employers do to mitigate some of this bias?
Do you want to take the study further? Do you see next steps for this?
So something that we have wanted to do is to break down. So attractiveness is just one measure. People often talk about personality traits that they perceive from a person's appearance. So things like competence, dependability, trustworthiness. So these essentially attractiveness potentially leads to these better outcomes because people perceive that this individual is going to have these positive traits like competence, dependability, trustworthiness, and so on. So that's a mechanism that we would want to kind of unravel as well. Exactly what's making people prefer these attractive employees.